Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned for a live television first as we attempt to commune with the devil.
And commune with the devil he did. Jimmy Fallon had Hillary Clinton on The Tonight Show again this week to encourage people to vote for Joe Biden, where she also expressed her concern that old Joe and Donald Trump are so close in the polls.
I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really. Yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah. But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have. And people who blow that off are not paying attention, because
because you're trying to throw Donald Trump in prison along with hundreds of other Americans who just peacefully walked through the Capitol on January 6th while the border has been wide open, flooding America with tens of millions of criminal invaders. Oh, and this devil reminds me that my new Christ is King shirt is now available in my online store at markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. And while it will help repel the likes of Hillary Clinton, it may also get Ben Shapiro to call you an anti-Semite. But around here, the facts don't care about Ben Shapiro's feelings. And this is the look of a man who has seen the devil, who has sold his soul to the devil. After Jimmy Fallon took over as the host for The Tonight Show, when NBC fired Jay Leno, despite him being number one in the ratings for over 20 years because he was making too many jokes that were offensive to liberals, particularly about Barack Obama. That first week, back in February of 2014, they booked Michelle Obama, to promote Obamacare. And things only went downhill for Jimmy from there. After election night 2016, he interrupted his regularly scheduled programming to assure the audience that he would still do his best to make jokes and try to make them laugh, despite the horrors and the disaster that the country was facing.
Guys, I know today has been a crazy day. Some people are sad, some people are scared and nervous, some people are happy. I think most people are just exhausted. But as President Obama said, no matter what happens, the sun will rise in the morning.
And thank you, Obama, for that amazing wisdom.
And this morning I was walking around New York City and this guy came up to me and he said, hey, we're gonna need some laughs tonight. And that's what we do. My job is to come out here every night and try to make you laugh and take your mind off of things for a while. So I hope that no matter how you're feeling, you can turn on The Tonight Show and we'll be here to spread some joy and put a smile on your face. That's what we try to do.
Yes, that's why you skipped the monologue that night, opened the show, seated at your desk, and looked like you were about to cry. And that was the end of late night comedy on network television. Jimmy would later apologize for, quote, humanizing Donald Trump when he appeared on his show during the 2016 campaign, where he famously allowed Jimmy to mess up his hair. Seriously, he literally did apologize and then was snubbed by the Emmys for being too nice to Donald Trump, and then later admitted that he went into a depression because he interviewed a presidential candidate and was nice to him. But you too would be depressed if you signed a contract for, it wouldn't even matter how many millions of dollars, once you found out that there was a clause in there that the network completely owned you and you had to do anything that they told you, including interview people like Robin DeAngelis, the author of the book White Fragility, and get lectured about how you are inherently a racist because you were born white.
Dr. Robin DeAngelo, thank you so much for doing The Tonight Show. I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are and everyone wants to talk to you right now, so this means a lot to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Imagine having to say those words to such a person, because once you sign that contract, you don't own your mouth anymore.
When I'm talking about the racism that I have, the racism that you have, it's the result of living in a society in which racism is the foundation. We all absorb it. We all absorb it. There's no way we could exempt ourselves from it. And so we need to change our question from, if I'm racist, to which most white people will say no, to how have I been shaped by the forces of racism I was born into, and how is it manifesting in my life? It's a really different question. Yeah. But if I ask if, and the answer is no, what further action is required of me to challenge racism?
There is no amount of money that anybody could pay me to sit there and listen to this nonsense and pretend to nod along and agree with her. Back when Jimmy Kimmel's show first started on ABC, he made an appearance on David Letterman's show, who was still on CBS, where he made a rather stunning admission.
Yeah. Have it's really
you,
terrible.
Have you learned anything about being a TV show host?
Not really. Yeah. Well, one thing I will, you know, I was here right before the show started, and I really feel like you you led me astray by not telling me how much lying I would be doing.
Oh.
For instance, you tell the guests you like their movies, you lie, you tell them you like their television shows, you lie, you act like you like them. And it's, I really had no idea that it was that I would become one of the biggest phonies in the world.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
really
hard.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you sign a deal with a major television network. As the fictional late night talk show host Jack Delroy can attest to from the new film Late Night with the Devil, which I went and saw. I'm not into horror movies. I just think they're lame, boring, and I'm not into gore. But I saw some of you guys recommending this in the comments because there's a Bohemian Grove tie-in, and that's not a spoiler. And I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And aside from the surface story about it being about a 1970s talk show that brought a girl on who's possessed by some demon, it's also really about a guy who starts compromising his morality in order to try to save his failing show.
Oh, good evening, Night Owls, and thank you for allowing me into your living rooms once again.
And as I'm sure you can guess, things didn't really go too well for him.
You get out there east of midnight, and you knock him dead.
Someone else who has sold their soul to that system, of course, is Howard Stern, who has also interviewed the devil on his show.
I don't know if you read this piece of mine, but my fantasy was not only to meet you, but to tell you what a hero you were to me and how special you are to me and your level of expertise and everything you've done. To sit here and get to tell you that is very exciting for me.
Well, thank you.
And I was such a big supporter of yours, even going back the first time you ran for president, when you were running against Obama.
Of course, when you sell your soul to the devil, when you are face to face with the devil, you will praise the devil. You'll also stop doing comedy and stop making jokes and instead engage in bizarre anti-Trump editorials every night on supposed comedy shows.
I know how numb we've become, but it's not normal. No other candidate for the presidency has ever had to pause his campaign to defend himself in multiple courts. And I would like to point out that in all seven of his cases, no one doubts that he did these things.
Imagine what kind of a moronic echo chamber you have to be in to actually believe that nobody thinks that Donald Trump is innocent. Nobody, he says.
We're just sitting around patiently waiting to find out if the wheels of justice will grind fast enough for there to be any consequences. And the media is covering it like it's any other political story, like it's all horse race.
Imagine thinking that the liberal media doesn't complain about Donald Trump enough. I watch CNN and MSNBC so that you don't have to, and I've shown you over the years just a small sample of their hysteria. But if you were to tune in to either of those networks any day of the week, any time of day, day or night, there is a 95% chance that they would be attacking Donald Trump. That and Christians who want to vote other Christians into positions of power in local, state, and federal government. As The Atlantic says, the only thing more dangerous than authoritarianism, the forces of Christian nationalism. And like I said, the new Christ is King shirt is available in my online store at markdice.com. So head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.